is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. Hey. Just lies and you talk to cry in your pillow. But I survived.
Again, this is DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And you are listening to anything and everything on WMFO Medford for the first time in over a month.
Wow, first time in 2018, I believe.
Yep, welcome to the new year. Can you believe it's 2018? I feel like it was just 2016. I genuinely feel like it was 2016, like 4 days ago.
I remember last year's New Year's hurrah and the hype around 2017 very vividly. But now we're here. A year ago, Sam, a year ago, we were still in high school.
That is true.
Isn't
and now,
that terrifying?
And now we are freshmen. What a leap from the top of one pool to the very bottom of another pool.
As bottom as you can get.
Exactly. Now,
they still let us on the radio, though.
I know. Can you believe it? And we're back in our primetime slot of 2 to 3.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Slot for all of our many tens of listeners out there. Know you're enjoying yourselves.
I know. Now, DJ Rizzle King, I'm actually very excited for this show for a couple of reasons. The first of which is that actually we have some content for today.
Content?
Is it quality? That's to be we'll see.
It is
TBD.
Of a quality that may or may not be good.
Exactly, and we're about to find out. So we actually have some things to talk about. So I believe our plan for the day is, if you're planning on being in the car for the next hour, we're going to play one more song. Then we're going to talk about the Oscar nominations, which just came out.
I'm very, very excited.
And then, we'll explain more later, but we're going to have a nice theme to the latter
episode.
Half of our show. And of course, for all of our regular listeners, the segment Sweatpants or Real Pants will return at around 2:45.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stick around for that. Would you like to get the next song going, Thomas? How do you feel about that?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. That was what you just heard was Interstate Love Song. I just heard it, so I didn't know the name. In the background, we were playing the Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri soundtrack.
because it is time for our Oscars 2018 discussion of nominations.
Gosh.
I have been anxiously awaiting this for many, many months. I am a hardcore movie nerd, as I'm sure some of our previous listeners may know.
But we've had quite the movie discussion on here.
We did.
A couple of times.
Well, one of our most heated discussions was of Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, terrible
which
movie.
I thought was better than Sam and others thought. It got nominated for Best Cinematography.
Oh, that's like the weakest category.
I disagree respectfully. But let's talk about everybody's most the category that provokes the most interest.
Yeah.
Best Picture, I believe 9 nominees were Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out. We'll get back to that one. Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and 3 Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. So, quick question for you, Sam. How many of those have you seen?
2.
Only 2?
But I had planned to watch Dunkirk and and Get Out over the break, and I just didn't.
All right. I don't know that counts as a...
So I saw The Post and 3 Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. I thought The Post was better. I had no idea what was happening.
For those who don't know, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
Yeah, I had no idea what was happening during 3 Billboards
really?
Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. There was no, like, it was, I feel like I was just watching, like...
Things happen.
I walked out of there and I was like, that was either the best or the worst movie I've ever seen. I have no idea how to feel about it. It was just incredibly weird to me. So...
Well, you should see Shape of Water, because that will mess with your head.
Yeah.
I have seen 7. 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is one that I am still waiting to see. Call Me by Your Name is the other. Those will both be available to see before the Oscars show actually airs. But quickly, we need to talk about how unbelievable it is that Get Out got nominated for 4 categories. It got Best Picture, obviously, Best Director for Jordan Peele, Best Screenplay for Jordan Peele, and Best Actor for Daniel Kaluuya. That's incredible for a film with a budget of $4 million that the Academy never used to touch these kind of films. So that's incredible. In the Best Actor category, we have Timothée Chalamet in Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, naturally for Phantom Thread, his last movie ever. He's retiring from acting. Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel Esquire, I think.
Yeah. I don't like Gary Oldman.
I guess because he ruined Sirius Black.
Yeah, that's why I hate him. He was fine in Batman. He was fine. I had no opinions of him. He was like a fine police commissioner, you know what I mean? But then, God, was he a terrible Sirius Black. He was so lame.
He was a bad Sirius
Black. Sirius is so cool. In the Harry Potter movies, Gary Oldman was Sirius Black, and he just butchered the role, in my opinion.
Well, you need to watch some of his other stuff. I mean, one of his hallmark roles was Air Force One, where he played the lead terrorist. And he was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a
He's
great
really
movie.
Great in that. For him to completely transform himself into someone as different as Winston Churchill and do a creditable job is pretty impressive. The snub, I think, in this category for me is Andy Serkis for War for the Planet of the Apes, for all of the performance capture that he's done, pioneering it with Gollum, King Kong. He's the go-to motion capture guy, and beyond that, he did an incredible job with that role from a pure acting standpoint. And to have him not only not be nominated, but then to use him to announce the nominees is cruel.
I'm surprised Tom Hanks didn't get nominated.
I'm not. It was not his best role. And also...
He's too good. Tom Hanks is like the LeBron James of acting. He provides MVP performance every year, and everyone was like, well, yeah, but like it was the same as last year, so it's not as special.
Well, he hasn't been nominated since 2001.
It's because he's too good. He's too good for the game.
Things that like he did, he didn't win for Saving Private Ryan. He's won twice. He won for
that. I saw over the break. Saving Private Ryan.
Fantastic movie.
So real.
The first ten minutes of that movie are the most realistic depiction of war ever put to film, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
But he won for Philadelphia, and he won for Forrest Gump, of course. But he hasn't been nominated since Castaway in 2001, and I think it's what you said. Quickly, some other notable categories. Another nomination for Meryl Streep for The Post. I think this makes 27, which is absurd.
You know, supporting actor, we got a... So they have two or three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri has two supporting actors, Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell. I love both of those guys. First of all, Sam Rockwell is amazing in just it's called Mr. Right. Didn't win any Oscars. I don't know what's going on with a chick flick comedy about a hitman not winning any Oscars, but he was actually amazing in that. Mm-hmm. He's my guess. That's who I think is going to win. Best supporting actor. That's my best guess.
Sam Rockwell?
Bold prediction right now. Put it down the books. 2:15 on... Wow, my 24th. Watch is coming up. 24th. On the 24th of January 2018, I call Sam Rockwell wins best supporting actor.
All right. Supporting actress, nothing in the world would make me happier than to see Octavia Spencer win, because she's awesome and she was great in Shape of Water. She may not, but director, I think it is probably going to be Guillermo del Toro. Seeing Jordan Peele win an Oscar
would be crazy.
The wildest thing I've ever seen. It might not happen. It won't be Christopher Nolan. It won't be Paul Thomas Anderson, are my predictions.
Christopher Nolan is too good and he's won too much.
Something that I think Dunkirk.
That's why Tom Hanks hasn't won.
Something that Dunkirk could win for is Best Original Score, which is the thing that I watched closely. Dunkirk, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which we are currently listening to. Yeah. Phantom Thread, The Shape of Water, and Star Wars: The Last Jedi. I think Dunkirk has a really good shot. It's a really unique, very Hans Zimmer kind of score. I would love to see The Last Jedi win, because I think he needs to get...
I want John Williams to win again.
He needs to get credit for not only the original Star Wars, which granted he did win an Oscar for, he consistently... There are themes for every single character that are recognizable. They may not be the original, you know, like as iconic yet as the original trilogy, but even stuff in the prequels that he never got credit for were pretty incredible. We've played on this show before the soundtrack from the epic duel with Darth Maul called Duel of the Fates, which is incredible. So I would love to see him win. I would also love to see Hans Zimmer win, although apparently not a nice guy.
Hans Zimmer.
I know someone who interned for him, and he did this. It could be just a, you know, disgruntled employee kind of thing, but he thought he didn't get enough credit. He doesn't give enough credit given how much work he does.
I feel like I've read that somewhere.
He writes the themes. Mm-hmm. When you think of Batman, he wrote the theme that you recognize as Batman.
Yeah.
But other people do all of his orchestration. When John Williams wrote the Harry Potter soundtrack, all of that really elaborate, quick violin stuff, he wrote all that out. Hans Zimmer is very big picture. He gave a master class, an online master class, and he's very ethereal and very music tells a story, which is true, but I would love to see John Williams win. Also, he's 86. Time is running out on John Williams.
I feel like they should just give it to him.
They should just give it to him before he goes.
Like, I mean, come on.
He's so fantastic. Also, another snub. I don't think it was a snub, but just a notable omission. No Steven Spielberg in director. I think it's a good call. I would much rather see Jordan Peele get nominated than Steven Spielberg.
I have no opinion. I thought The Post was good, but I don't know enough about anything
else.
You
need to watch Get Out.
I do. I've been told that. I've been told I need to watch Get Out by like 9 different people.
It's amazing.
So many different people.
All right, well, we can get back to this maybe in a little bit. If you have any thoughts, give us a call at Sam. The number is
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
So just give us a call.
And now, Thomas, I'm actually quite excited right now because, and I wouldn't say it's a new segment, really, but I think it could be fun if we start doing this, you know, once a month. we have a nice theme.
We do have a theme for
kind
you
of the remainder of the show, and I guess we can explain how we got there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I was at home. I was in the car, and I turned on the radio, random station, and none other but the song "Handlebars." You know, the very classic song comes on, and I listened to this whole song, and I changed the channel, the station, and it was another song about bicycles. And I thought to myself, well, what if we did a whole segment about songs related to bicycles?
Because, be pretty fun. It would
because
be pretty fun.
Yeah, so these songs that we've collected are, well, you know, we're not going to say all of them are amazing, but we tried to pick a nice variety. We also noticed that a lot of them were kind of rambling talking. So
yes, that's true.
Yeah, we're just going to start it right up with this song called "Bicycle Wheels" by Ugly Kid Joe.
Life is to be lived on the positive tip. Never lose the ground, you're never gonna slip. Never gonna slip if you never lose the ground. Always try to lie, never wear the frown. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. On the wings of steel. There's dinosaurs in countries, everyone that I've seen. There's dinosaurs in countries, if you know what I mean. I always keep a watch on the ever-changing future. Doing what I want, gee, could do a suture. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. On the wings of steel. I said, throw your hands in the air. I'd like to see your armpit hair.
Who said that?
Spearhead.
What you mean?
Throw your hands in the air. I'd like to see your armpit hair. Life is to be lived on the positive tip. I'll never lose the ground, you know I'm never gonna slip. Never gonna slip, cause I'll never lose the ground. Always try to lie, you know I'll never wear the frown. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels. Should've got myself some bicycle wheels.
Come, you watch the red sunrise. The LED still flickers in your eyes. All you ought to spare, face the razor. Because no one's gonna spare time for you. No one's gonna watch you as you go. From a house you didn't build and can't control. Oh, you ought to spare your face the razor. Because no one's gonna spare the time for you. You are to spare the world you labor. It's been 20 years and no one's told the truth. So listen on. So listen on. Don't wait. Don't wait. So listen on. So listen on. Don't wait. Don't wait. So keep that list of to thank in mind. And don't forget the rich ones who were kind. All you ought to spare your face the razor. Because no one's gonna spare the time for you. Why don't you spare the world a traitor? Take your wager back and leave before you lose. So listen.
listen. Don't wait. Don't wait. So listen.
Now some background music that has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about. Anyway, Thomas, why don't you introduce our next topic?
So, in keeping with... I forgot that it was the plan to play this song.
Yeah, well, we had originally planned to talk about something else that was more upbeat, but we found a better topic before we started playing.
So, Sam, could I please get a drum roll for our very epic topic of conversation?
Yeah, I can do this right now.
We're going to talk about biking around on campus.
Oh my gosh, what a thrilling subject.
If you are driving, please be careful to pay attention to the road, no matter how gripping this may be.
It's going to be caught up in it.
So, for those of you who don't know, although I'm sure many of you do, Tufts is on a massive hill. Like
big, big hill.
Extremely steep hill. So, every time I see something, I took a history class. That started right at 12, and this girl who sat next to me, her class ended at 11:55 across campus. So she biked, like, not leisurely, I'm going to go on a nice bike ride on a Sunday morning, like, head down, I'm in the Tour de France, booked it across campus. And she was exhausted every time. This is the most bike inaccessible campus that exists.
Yeah, so when I was coming here, I talked to someone who went here, and I was like, should I get a bike? He was like, where do you live? Which turned out to be an irrelevant question. Doesn't matter where you live.
Extremely irrelevant
question. It's terrible biking anywhere. He was like, yeah, well, you live uphill, so going to class is going to be nice because you're going to go downhill everywhere. But you're going to have to ride it all the way uphill back to your room every day. And it's terrible. Have you ridden a bike while you've been at school yet?
Not yet.
Have you ridden a bike since you came to school?
At school or since I came to school?
Since you've come to school.
I did it at home.
Okay. So I... A couple of weeks ago, I don't know really when, I rode a bike for 12 seconds.
12 seconds?
I rode one of those bikes that you can take out.
The rental bikes?
Yeah.
Why?
I hadn't ridden a bike in a while. I wanted to try it. So I rode it around the little plaza thingy or wherever I was. And I enjoyed a nice bike ride.
A nice leisurely stroll on a bike?
I wasn't wearing a helmet.
Quick PSA. Wear a helmet when you bike.
I know. If you're going around for 12 seconds around the plaza.
Seriously, wear a helmet.
No, actually, yeah.
Seriously. The amount of times that I have been... I do a lot of biking at home at somewhat high speeds with my feet clipped into my bike. And I have wiped out multiple times without a helmet. I would have been seriously injured. So please, please, please wear a helmet. I'm done with my plug about helmets.
I do very little biking, most of which is done at extremely low speeds, so...
You bike on Grand Theft Auto occasionally.
I wish. I'm not allowed to play Grand Theft Auto. At mom, I'm not allowed to play. But, you know, I do
Lipsy
biking...
Well, is listening, I'm sure this is the...
This is gonna really reinforce her her vigor for not letting me play Grand Theft Auto. You know why? It's because, generally, you know, a house divided cannot stand... Parents divided on a topic for their child cannot stop them from doing it. But when both your parents hate Grand Theft Auto, you're never going to get to play it. Ever. One time, my brother had Grand Theft Auto. We moved back home. Gone.
They
stolen.
Took it from him?
Yes. How? No Grand Theft Auto in the house. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it is an absurdly violent game.
I know. It's a pretty bad game. But, you know, as we come up to the end of this song now, we're actually going to return to our theme of bicycles. This next song is by Pink Floyd. And just entitled Bike. So let's listen to that in a second. It is 4:30 on WMFO Medford. If you want to give us a call, you can call 855-915-9636.
Kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say. a father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, that was a PSA. And it is 2:36 and 25 seconds here on WMFO Medford. And Rizzle King, we have a subject right now.
So, in my right hand, I am holding my smartphone.
And in my... I can't find my... Here it is. In my right hand, I am holding my smartphone.
Now, my uncle has a brick. It is... He has run over it with his 4x4, and it has been fine.
Oh, man.
And DJ Slips here wants to weigh the pros and cons of a flip phone.
Yeah, I kind of want a flip phone. I know it's 2018, but I really want one.
I think you will die. I think you won't be able to get through 2 weeks. Because you'll need to check your email or realize, yeah. Oh, shoot, I need
get my calendar.
Homework. You need your calendar.
I just like the idea
of answering a call with a flip phone.
No, not even answering the call. I like the idea of like if you got to talk to me, just call me. You know, just and if I'm not available to pick it up, I'm not going to pick it up. I'll talk to you later. Like,
I do like one charging, huge, lasts 2 weeks. I'm training to be an EMT this semester. And our instructor has a military-grade flip phone that he says he charges once every 2 weeks. But let's throw it back for a second to third and fourth grade.
Oh, yeah.
When the Motorola Razr was the coolest piece of technology to ever exist. My mom had one, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I find the idea of... because you know how nowadays, like, everybody is instantly accessible.
Yes.
You know, so if you text someone or you call someone and they don't answer, it's like, what were you doing? And it's, you know, but if you have a flip phone and you don't answer, it's like, well, I guess he just doesn't have his flip phone on him. He's got a flip phone. Why does he even have his phone on him?
Is this so you don't have to talk to people?
No, I just, so here's the thing. I desire to not be, like, very attached to my phone. So, for example, if there's a lull in a space, so say like, you're sitting and, like, people get up, you know, and, like, it's, like, you or just you or, like, you and one other person, blah, blah, blah. Like, and people, like, automatically reach for their phone. And, you know, so I actively try to restrain myself from looking at my phone.
Well, something that I and DJ Slips together have started doing sometimes at dinner or meals.
Exactly.
Phone pile.
Yep, phone pile's nice.
I think it's impractical for you to get a flip phone. If you're being serious about it, it's completely impractical.
Man, I know. But I could try. I should get one of those really cheap ones at CVS that's like, it's like $8, but then you pay like $7 for like 12 minutes or something like that.
Well, what my brother did is, I don't do this, but when we went backpacking, only one of us brought our phones. It was me, my brother, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we went camping once, and my brother, like, brought the flip phone, and we all left our phones. Like, that's a normal thing to do, is a way to detach yourself from it. But I think that's impractical. When I went on my pre-orientation, mm-hmm. which was wilderness orientation, my leader checked his phone once to make sure nothing was wrong, and he said it really took him out of the experience. So maybe having that all the time isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, you know, I like it. Or for example, when I was in Canada this past break, there was no service. So my phone was on airplane mode for 5 days. Now, granted, I still could play like solitaire, but
you play are you 85? You play solitaire on your phone?
Oh, I play solitaire and free cell on my phone. And Minesweeper.
Wow.
I play all three of those.
Minesweeper's a great game. Solitaire and free... You know when you've hit the bottom of the well is when you play solitaire and free cell with physical cards.
Okay, well, I've done that one time.
Oh, I've absolutely been there.
And then I said, stop it. Stop it. No, yeah, I really like solitaire. And it tests my patience. Because
yes.
when I can tell when I'm being impatient is when I just click the card, see if anything's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And so I try to like see how if I can be patient and like
make every move myself.
If I can make and not no hints. I mean sometimes I fail, obviously.
Something that I've started doing a lot of with my mother and occasionally my father, but now that I'm at school I do it alone or with a friend. Crossword puzzles. And yeah. I'll tell you why I love crossword puzzles. One, I used to do a lot of trivia. I don't have time for it anymore, but I love trivia stuff. And it makes you feel really smart even when you're not.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I completed a crossword today. Yeah. What did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything is the answer. You know what it is? You wouldn't know because I was on my flip phone. That's the answer. It wasn't online now, was it? All right. We are going to play one more bike-related song, and then we're going to do our recurring segment around 2:45, Sweatpants or Real Pants. You can't get that anywhere else but on WMFO, Medford, anything and everything. So here is Blur's Daisy Bell.
There is a flower within my heart, Daisy, Daisy, planted one day by a glancing dart, planted by Daisy Bell. Whether she loves me or loves me not, sometimes it's hard to tell. Yet I am longing to share the lot of beautiful Daisy Bell. Tandem as man and wife, Daisy, Daisy, peddling our way down the road of life, I am my Daisy Bell. When the road's dark and we both despise policemen, their lamps as well, there are bright lights in those dazzling eyes of beautiful Daisy Bell.
And it is 2:44, almost 2:45, which means that DJ Rizzle King, what time is it?
It is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants.
Yes, this is our recurring segment on Anything and Everything. We started a couple weeks before break in which we discuss whether we're wearing sweatpants or real pants and why and what that means. So DJ Rizzle King, you want to start for today?
I'll start. I am wearing sweatpants. However, I started the day in real pants.
Oh.
At 8:30, I was in real pants
for
class.
We had the show. I saw you at 1:30 right before the show, which means that something happened pretty early in the day.
I am preparing to go for the gym, but it is frigid outside.
It is quite cold. Okay, so you started the day in real pants. That's an accomplishment.
Today for me is a real pants day. It will be a real pants day after I go back and shower.
Oh, wow.
But DJ Slips, what kind of day is it today?
Today is a... Today I'm wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I am, and sneakers.
Are you going to the gym?
I can't. I can't right now.
Are you busy at exactly that time?
Yeah, I'm busy at whatever time. What time are you going?
Whenever this is done, 3:10.
Yeah, I'm busy then. I got, you know, things and stuff.
Oh God!
Activities,
nouns.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to go buy a flip phone. I mean, I can't not be reached. You know, it's so I got to go get that phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just a shame that I'm going right at 3:05 when you're going to the gym.
3:10.
Oh, 3:10. Exactly. I'm going to 3:05, so I can't even go with you to the gym. You know what I mean? Yeah, so today is a sweatpants day for me, because I suppose I was up later than I would have liked. Not even. I went to bed at like 12:15.
Really? That's late for you.
But I know. But okay. But here's the thing. Fancy sweatpants. I mean, you know, these are my nicer sweatpants.
My real question, this is an addendum, or an addition rather, to sweatpants or real pants. For a flight, sweatpants or real pants?
Oh, this is such a tough question.
It's such a tough question
because, you know, on the one hand, you want to be comfortable, right? But on the other hand, it's you feel kind of gross,
right?
You want to go in there and you want to be dressed appropriately to kind of be ready for the day.
I say 2.5 hour plus flight, sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. Because you're feeling gross no matter what.
Because you're feeling gross no matter what.
Yeah, for example, coming back to school, real pants.
Real pants
all the way.
Only
an hour flight.
But if you're going to... Okay, and then addition from that. Road trip. I say regardless of anything, real pants for a road trip.
Oh, it so depends. Again, I'm going to have to go with, you know, if it's like 10 hours, that's tough.
I think you can get sufficiently comfortable in real pants. And speaking of real pants,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a quick plug for a kind of pant.
A type of pant?
A type
is
of pant.
Is it corduroys?
No, it is jeans.
Uh-huh.
Lined with flannel material.
I was looking for... They didn't have my size. I was
amazing.
Looking this break for a pair of... Well, they were khakis, but lined with flannel material is amazing. The dream. That is the dream.
So great. They arrived in the mail.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just 2 days
that's
ago.
That's amazing. You know what I like? I have a pair of pants. They're kind of stretchy. They look kind of nice, but they're stretchy. So sometimes I wear them when I want to be comfortable,
but I also want to look nice.
Do you mean
jeggings?
They're not jeggings.
They look
like jeggings, listeners. No. That's different. I have a pair of denim... Looking sweatpants
that are
DJ Rizzle King, which DJ
you are defining the term jegging
correctly, classifies as jeggings. And now that I have sufficiently proven that they're not jeggings, I would say we can now.
I'm pretty sure they're jeggings.
We can now move
on. Denim sweatpants are jeggings.
We can now move on to our next bike related song. Now this one is perhaps the first or second most famous of all of the ones that we've played today. It is by Flowboat, and it is Handlebars.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. Look at me, look at me. Hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took? I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive. In such a small world, I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.
me driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
I'm really sorry, Steven, but your bicycle's been stolen. I was watching it for you till you came back in the fall. I guess I didn't do such a good job after all. All morning grieving, and everybody's saying that you'll take the news gracefully. Somehow I don't think I'll be getting off that easily. I met her in a home when I left her. I locked outside the Orange Street food farm. I was just gone.
All right, and coming up next is perhaps our most famous of the bike-related songs we're going to play today.
I would say so. I think probably. I think it was the only one of that list that I truly recognized.
Oh, did you not know Handlebars?
I hadn't heard Handlebars before, no.
Wow. That's
but
like
I definitely
wow.
know this one. This one
yeah, this is a great song.
It's a fantastic song.
And then we're going to finish up the day, or our hour, rather, with a tribute to the Oscar Star Wars.
Yes, from Phantom Menace, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, well, you know, we can't... We don't... I guess we were going to use one from the most recent movie, but...
Next time.
Next time, we're going to try to end every show with a very epic, epic song. So, for example, last time we were on the air, we played Orchestra of 1812.
Overture
of 1812 is obviously what I meant. And anyway, here is Bicycle Race by Queen.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
What I wanna do is fly.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties on here.
Bottom girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go.
So we had a little technical difficulties there, but that just about does it for us here on WMFO. This is Anything and Everything, Wednesdays at 2. We will see you next week.
Thank you.